What's the best communication style for a golfer to have? What's their best way of talking to other people and their best way of talking to themselves? There was a man in Cove Golf Club who was very keen on getting better at golf. He came in one Sunday recently. He hadn't had a good round, but he said to himself, look, I'm going for a lesson and I'm going to get in 3 or 4 rounds in the week. Wakes up next morning and he goes back out to Cove Golf Club. Goes out with the pro and discovers that his 8-iron is missing. This isn't the first time he's lost a golf club in his life. Goes home, looks everywhere, walks around the place, goes back out to the golf club and does everything he can do to try to find the club, but it's gone. He's dropped it on the course. Someone's picked it up and hasn't handed it in. Goes out on Tuesday and has innumerable shots for which the 8-iron would have been the ideal club, and comes back in with a really bad round. So he's grumpy, grumpy, grumpy all week. On Friday, his son comes back from working in Dublin. He tells his son what's happened. Oh my God, Dad! Dad, I borrowed the club. I didn't think you'd mind. And I just went off, did a bit of practice in the morning and drove off. Completely forgot. Oh God, I'm terribly sorry. You can imagine the feelings of the father. How would you feel? The father's communication style. Why? Why on earth did you do that? You've no right to do that. It's not your business to take my clubs. Why did you do it? Please, don't ever do that again. Or, oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness I spent the week worried that someone had picked it up on the golf course and taken it away. Or, silence. Stony silence. What's your communication style? Toastmasters, my communication style became clear to me when I left the key in the front door of my house. My wife locked the door, got into the car, she handed me the keys, drove into Cork, got onto the train, and went to Dublin for a few days. I drove her car home, went to the front door of the house, and realised that I didn't have my keys. She had handed them to me. So I put it out of my mind. I don't contact her for a couple of days. A couple of days later, and having walked through everywhere in the house, just in case I... She comes back. Oh, I took your keys by mistake. I said, thank goodness. Oh, thank goodness. I spent several days worried about my keys and they're back. What's my communication style, I wonder? What's the best communication style to have in that situation? Your golf clubs, your keys, where somebody else walks away with something of you. You've no idea this has happened, and you spend days worried about it. How do you react? What do you think is the best way for a golfer to react when something gets lost, gets taken by somebody else, and the situation, the status quo, is re-established? will. You react. Next time. You might be wondering what this is all about. What it is that I was out walking the dog and I started to record some thoughts, some vaguely organized thoughts, because I wanted to give a speech about my communication style. And I thought, well, perhaps I could do it this way. And that's what I did. What you've just listened to is the very first draft of a speech I gave a few hours ago at a Toastmasters club called Toastmasters for Golf. That's why the whole thing is focused in around the game of golf, because I was talking to people who were only entitled to join this Toastmasters club because they were enthusiastic, because they are enthusiastic about the golf. The club does not accept anyone who applies for membership. It only accepts people who are and can demonstrate enthusiasm for the game. I'm playing it to you because it's an early draft. It's my first draft. The draft took me 20 minutes to record. And then I subsequently went and cut out loads of it. Masses of long sections of silence. As in preparing myself to give this speech, I carved backwards as much as possible. Enjoy. Back to the studio.